podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 58 for the week of March 24th through the 28th of 2008. The IDC will be hosting the second HCC Library Book Discussion Group of the semester on Tuesday, March 25th from noon to 1 p.m. in the IDC. This time the discussion is on John Krakauer's book, Into the Wild, a fascinating story of a young man who drops out of society, leaving his family and life he has always known behind to eventually live in the Alaskan wilderness. If you'd like to discuss this book, feel free to come into the IDC, Student Commons Building, room 2401, on Tuesday, March 25th at noon. On Thursday, March 27th, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., held in the IDC, Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout will be hosting the third Writing Across the College of the semester on the topic Using Essays as a Tool for Learning. Jennifer will discuss how to assign papers, including research papers, that will help your students learn, and options for assessing essays. If you can't make it to this event, the topic will be repeated on Monday, April 7th, from 2 to 3 p.m. in the IDC. If you still can't make it, Jennifer is available for individual programs and to speak with disciplines. Contact her at jennifer.swartout@heartland.edu to set up an individual session. The sixth of the Faculty Academy 2 workshops hosted by Patrick Shinville will be on Friday, March 28th. These Faculty Academy 2 workshops are based on the book The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer, and this week's topic is The Wrap-Up, with the discussion held in the IDC from 2 to 3:15. Contact Patrick Shinville at patrick.shinville@heartland.edu for more information about the Faculty Academy 2 workshops. Also on Friday, March 28th, the fourth AQIP Campus Conversation Day will be held from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Community Commons Building, room 1406-1407. Come find out what's happening with current action projects and possible upcoming projects. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. For more information about the 4th AQIP Campus Conversation Day, contact Coordinating Committee Co-Vice Chair Paul Folger at paul.folger@heartland.edu. For this week's Tips and Tricks section, we'll continue with the discussion on Web 2.0 and higher education. This week's topic, Second Life. Second Life is a web-based virtual world that takes the concepts of social networking and instant messaging to an extreme form, allowing people to create avatars, which you control to represent yourself in this world, communicate with others in Second Life, and even own land, create 3D objects, and use virtual money. Second Life can be found at www.secondlife.com. It was created in 2002, has grown in popularity ever since. When you are part of Second Life you are active in logging in, you are referred to as a resident. The virtual world in Second Life is made up of a grid, which is the entire Second Life world. In the grid, there are islands, which can be privately owned, depending upon if you are a basic user or a premium user. The deeper you get into Second Life, the more expensive it becomes. It's free to use the basics of Second Life, but you can purchase items such as clothing, cars, and other objects, or even land. Your avatars can move around in this world and even fly, with or without the aid of an airplane or helicopter. You can even teleport yourself from one place to another instantly. As I stated, you communicate through instant messaging rather than speaking into a microphone, and your messages can be directed specifically at another person or can be made public for whole groups of people. Could Second Life be used in higher education? Many types of organizations, ranging from churches to virtual art galleries, use Second Life as a meeting place for its members or audiences. There is a virtual library in Second Life created by the Alliance Library Network here in Illinois, where real-world librarians staff the reference desk and provide answers to users' questions on all types of subjects, just like a real library would provide. So it's no surprise that some major universities, such as University of Louisville, Rice University, Vassar College, and others have started using Second Life as a way to offer virtual classrooms. One potential use of Second Life in higher education would be simply to study the sociological aspects of this type of human interaction. Do people differ in their interactions in cyberspace compared to real life? What causes these differences? A sociology or social psychology class could delve into this research. Another use would be to use Second Life as a full virtual classroom experience, where students log in and interact through their avatars with other students and their instructor in an immersive virtual environment. Or virtual office hours could be set up where you are logged in at specific times and can hold office hours with students. A potential downside to Second Life, besides taking a huge chunk of time from your first life, is the amount of commitment you would have to make to using the application and the learning curve for both instructor and students. Seeing that most people haven't really ever used a virtual environment application like Second Life, it becomes challenging to learn how to use this application in even its most basic forms. And I would think that users and instructor alike would have to be extremely comfortable using this type of distance learning application in order to reap the true benefits that this type of distance learning could offer. More information about the research behind the learning curve and possible benefits of Second Life can be found on the EDUCAUSE website at http://connect.educause.edu and doing a search for Breaking the Second Life Learning Curve by Joe Sanchez, a researcher and instructor at the University of Texas at Austin, who has spent time studying and using Second Life in higher education. For more information on using Second Life specifically for education, see the link http://secondlifegrid.net/programs. On this site, you can find information about using Second Life in education and some specific or special benefits offered to educators just trying Second Life out for their first time. Thanks for listening to another episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you're in need of assistance with any of the services we offer in the IDC, or have any questions or comments, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.